Did you know that the legendary film director Werner Herzog is also an obsessive walker? In fact, he once walked from Munich to Paris in the winter. It took him 3 weeks. That was a long time ago, but he still likes to walk.
As you know, I run my own film school, the Rogue Film School, which is some sort of, it's a guerrilla-type film school. And one of the things I try to hammer in, travel on foot. I'm speaking of traveling because I would cover large distances and I would not be a backpacker. I don't carry my tent, my sleeping bag, my cooking utensils, so I do not carry my living room and my kitchen with me. So you are exposed and you have to ask a farmer to sleep in the barn, or you sleep under a bridge, or I would open with little surgical tools, safety locks, and move into an abandoned house or vacation home and lock it up when I leave. But I would say traveling on foot has one specific quality, and I can say it only in a dictum. The world reveals itself to those who travel on foot. You have to do it, the world all of a sudden becomes understandable. It reveals itself, it opens itself. You start to focus on the essentials. You are a lot into fantasies, music. It's a strange thing, and I advise everyone, do some traveling on foot at least once in a while, and the benefits are enormous.
Werner Herzog is a legendary film director, but maybe deserves to be celebrated as a legendary walker, too. Actually, he once wrote a book that is considered a walking classic. It's the story of his winter pilgrimage from Munich to Paris. It's called Walking in Ice, soon to be reissued. I'm Anne Strainchamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.